weiter. Und auf dem Gil Lama Beis. Tonne der Barsche, Ferre Scheiße, Leber, Lila Scheiße, Mabi, Bezirr, Babel, Pai Mama, Bia Bosch, Lechnei, Da Pai Mama, Bia, Marei, Zalei, Da Kama, Umka, Shulgei, Mevi, Shulferish, Mabi, Ba, Vie, Da Kama, Umka, Shulgei. Marei, Zalei, Da Kama, Goiva, Shuldekel, Moide, we did this with this cell, Moide, Koi Mosoi, you measure your height, the cell, the Tziloi, and you measure your shade, the cell, Koi Mosoi, Moide, Shall Deckel Moidid Koimosai the Tziloi, period. The Tzel Koimosai and the Tzel of your height. The Yede Kamogoiva Shall Deckel. You make a mathematical proportion. This is algebra. Right. Horoitze Shall Tisha Chayer. Oh, this is where we were up to yesterday. This is where we were up to yesterday with the grave. Right? The grave. Remember that yesterday? The grave. This is where we were up to. A person wants to know that a chayira should not rest in the shadow of a kever. Why do you want to make sure a chayira does not rest in the shadow of a kever? Because you don't want him to dig up the dead body. So what do? Noyetz kana, you put a kana medalat shayisli, and you go, you put a kana into the ground in the grave at 10 o'clock. The yire lehechon tziloi noyetz, you see which way the shade is going. And you make sure you put earth in such a fashion in order to prevent the animal from resting in that cavity. So he's not going to rest in that cavity for a cell, and he's not going to smell the dead body. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Horoitze shalotisha chayi rabbit sil kever, kein matseva hoi matsivin al kever, kein shonu magbin, shon magbin. With serving by offer um shapel lakan lakan. They would pour earth, they would slant it. The hayari shalotavi chayi rolli his stay safe bit sil a kever, bebe choim hashemesh, the reach es hames, will smell the dead body, the chatitenu and will dig it up. So what should you do? They have a picture of a dead body?
Not really.
Noyetz kone bedalot shoyz Rashi, kishbol lasayis abinyin, yinoyetz kone bearba shoyz hayoymin. Shoyz ushob maschil ha-shemesh l'schamin v'atzel tzaynin v'atzel tzaynin v'noyach. And the shadow, k'ramin bebrochus, v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomos. Eze shoh sh'ha-shemesh cham, when is the sun hot? V'atzel tzaynin, and the tzel is cool. In other words, when it gets very hot in the day, Rashi obviously said, when it gets very hot in the day, the shadow is not going to help you. When it's
picture?
What?
You have the book?
No, I don't have the book, no. Aha, I see, very good, I see. You don't, I see. Look at on the left side. The picture on the left side shows a regular grave, right?
Yeah, right.
So the regular grave, it shows that the sun is shining, it shows there's a shadow, right?
Oh, so he puts a stick on the next grave to make the shadow reach the same distance as the other grave.
And then you fill up with earth.
Oh, and then that shadow that was cast, he fills it up with earth.
Right.
So it looks like a shadow. He shapes a shadow on the Matsavin that he wants to protect.
Exactly.
And how does that help?
Because now when you fill it, you put earth on that side, so the animal's not going to lie there. Because that's the place with the shade.
Oh.
And the animal's going to lie down.
On the edge of the grave to protect them from the sun, because that's the only place to shade.
Exactly.
You build a ramp over there.
Right, so the animal can't lie down over there. You take away the place where there would be shade.
So that's only true at a certain point of the day.
The only time you need to do that is only at 10 o'clock. Why? Because at 12 o'clock, the animal's not going to go there anyway. Because at 12 o'clock...
There's no shadow.
At 12 o'clock, there's even a bigger shadow. There's no, even if, let's say 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, there's always a shadow because the sun's not in the center. Because when it's very, very hot during the day, the shade is not of any benefit. The only at 10 o'clock is this, when you're in the sun, you're hot. And when you're in the shade, you're cool. Look at the Rashi. Rashi explains this very beautifully. Rashi explains it very, very well. Rashi says, "Noyitz kana b'dal shoyis kishabol la'asos abinyin yinetz kana b'arba b'shoyis yom shoyis hashah." At 10 o'clock, maschil hashemesh lehischamim. The sun gets hot. In other words, at 9 o'clock, If you're in the sun, you're not hot. At 10 o'clock, well, if you're in the sun, you're hot. So what do you do at 10 o'clock? You go into the shade because the shade is cool. At 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock, you don't go into the shade because the shade's not going to be any better. The same way it's too hot in the sun, it's too hot in the shade. When it gets later in the day, the shade's not going to make a difference. When it's very hot outside, it doesn't matter if you're in the...
The time that the shade makes a difference to the sun is...
10 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Once it's 11 o'clock already, it's so hot outside, it's not of any benefit to sit in the shade. You'll chalash, you'll melt away, even in the shade. Rashi says this. The sun is very hot.
We didn't say anywhere that this person has to worry about a random grave that someone will be digging it up. In other words, it's not a relative of his. He just happens to be in the Beis HaKvaris.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, it's his job to worry about.
I guess it means a fresh grave. It means a fresh grave, an old grave that is just bones. The dog, the animal's not going to dig up an old grave. There's nothing to dig up. But a fresh grave, the body is still fresh. So the animal's going to smell it. Once the body decays... What? How long does it take? I don't know. I guess one day I'll find out.
No, you won't know the difference. You're going to be the one to smell it, so you won't know.
Who knows? No one knows what goes on. That one goes on. No one came back to tell us what happens. Well, it depends if you're a tzaddik. Tzaddikim, it says the bodies don't decay.
So this should only be by tzaddikim. So by tzaddikim, even the older graves.
I don't know. No one knows these things.
Okay, let's go on.
Vayitekeramin bebrachas v'cham ha'shemesh v'namos. Ezer shosh ha'shemesh cham
ve'atzel... Where did you say that v'cham ha'shemesh v'namos?
But the mon. You're a Baal Kriya, you should know this.
I should, but I don't.
Are you learning on Yom Kippur?
Is it before Sheni?
No. Are you learning on Yom Kippur? Are you learning on Yom Kippur?
No, I don't like the Sheni. There's no Sheni.
Vayda be'ashem el Moshe, acharei mohoi shnei v'nei aharoin, b'karvo sam l'fnei Hashem v'yomusu. That's Sheni. Why aren't you laying? What?
I'm busy sleeping at that time. It's break. That's when you have a break, when it's laying time.
We davening Yom Kippur.
Young Israel of Avenue J.
The Akoy Hanim. Ah. Yeah. How do you sing it?
You went too choppy.
The Akoy Hanim.
You go slower and more.
How do you do it?
I do it because I listen to it for 1,000 years. But my companion was my...
We're not having a minion. The minion that I dive in, they're not having on Yom Kippur.
He learned from Kashmir Meshgiah, probably.
Who?
The one I used to listen to, Rav Levi Kapanya, Rav Levi Baron. These are the Altamiras, that's what I grew up with, this tune. I grew up with the tune from Mir Yeshiva.
Good. Weiter. The Cham Hashemesh the Mos is. Hu Avinu. Hu. You can be the chazan. I want to come listen to you. Wow. Amazing. Why don't you be the chazan? You should be the chazan.
I'm not, I told you, you either have to pay me big bucks, besides the fact I'm not Roy.
Why not Roy?
Because all the things that I do, God is ready to whip me out. You're davening to the Yamit? He's probably calling his assistant. Look what he put up for the Yamit. Beginnings.
You know the story there was
forgiveness the whole year. Look. And he's diving for the oven.
You know the story, the famous story, there was a horse, a ferret, that refused to move in the barn. So he went to the guy, whatever, he says, nothing I can do to get the horse to move. Doesn't want to move, it's a stubborn horse. He says, don't worry, I'll get it to move. He goes to shul. He takes the shtender, the omelet from the art before the Arna Kardesh, he pulls it out. He brings it to the barn, and where do you want the horse? Where do you want it? I want the horse over here. So he puts it down over there, and all of a sudden, the horse goes to the. So how'd you do that? Don't you know the ferret always goes to the amud? You like that story? And the other story about the other story about the baby is that a guy comes to the Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, I need to speak to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is not home. The little boy opens up the door. The little boy, where's the Rebbe? I have an emergency. The Rebbe is nishtar. What's the emergency? He says, my wife is in labor. And the doctors say, the baby's not coming out. She's a mesukin. She can die. I need the Rebbe to be mispalo. I need the Rebbe. Where's the Rebbe? The Rebbe's not here. I'm sorry. I need the Rebbe. So the little boy, he says, Nu, say Yizkar. Zog Yizkar. Zog Yizkar. Say Yizkar. So he says Yizkar. And he goes back. And the baby's fine. So they come back to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, your son, he told me a segula to say, what? I never heard of this segula. To say Yizkar? So they bring in the boy. What you tell him? Don't say Yizkar. Yeah, because before they say Yizkar, they say Kinder Arois. Yizkar. Yizkar. Kinder Arois.
Very good. I forgot the punchline.
I told you two jokes. It was kedai to come tonight to the shiur. I told you two good jokes.
The best jokes of the entire shas.
The best joke of the entire shas is I said this by the one to see him. Is you're learning Masech Yevamos. We're getting to the end of Masech Yevamos, and the Balabat, they say to the Magid shiur, you know, the shiur is gewaldig, unbelievable. Just one question that's just bothering me all these months. Is you talk about this Shomeris Yavam? Is he a Shomechina or Shomesachar?
You're on a roll.
Right now, what are we learning, Erevin or Erechin? Which Mesachta do you have open? There are people that are mamish sitting today by the Daf Yomi. with the Gemara open to Masechta Erechin. And they won't know the difference until you get to a certain daf. Which daf? Well, they realize, oh, time for a siyum. And then they first realize they have the wrong Gemara. Let's learn something. I have to go to a party. So vayit in the Rashi. Rashi, noy it's kana b'dal shoyis kishabol lasas and binyin yin it's kana b'arba shoyis hayom shoyis hashah masil hashemesh l'schamim ha'atzel tzayin l'nech. Can I remember Rachas? The Chama Shemesh Demos, the Ezer Shosh, Hashem Shechol Chama, that's all the time. Now, we have been Zahar B'Shoyz. Ul Lefichach, Chayois, Misavois, Letzel, Vois, Hashoah. The animals that have a desire, a taiva, for Tzel, Vois, Hashoah. Ul Ois, Etzad, Ul Ois, Etzad, Sheyire, Ze, She Tzel, Akone, Noite, Yashpia, Habinyin, Vyasa, Shippur, Oruch, Shelo, Yeh, Noite, Noite, Loi, Tzel. The place where the shade travels, that's where you should create a slope to prevent the animals from hiding there. V'yaf al pi sheh, sheh kishe tosoiv hachama, yeloi tzel litzad acher. Oh, but what's going to be when it comes the afternoon? And in the afternoon, the tzel is going to be on the opposite side of the grave. Keva de bihishay to leka tzel, su loy as yechay lesloinen bitziloy, de hishay to ozlo ad the mashcha, ozla ad the mishkecha. Vodel acher abeshoyes afat zel chavle ich beslein lechay b'tzadah. So he's saying on the same side. And what about the afternoon? He doesn't talk about the afternoon, but what about at 11 o'clock? So he gives two reasons. Yeah, chiddush. Two reasons that you only have to make the slope for 10 o'clock. You don't have to make the slope for 11, 12. Why? Because once the animal goes away, it doesn't come back. The animal comes to check out at 10 o'clock. Once there's nothing there, it never comes back. Or because even if it does come back, it's too hot. Even in its cell, it's too hot. Okay, right. Next Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Nechem Yibreid of Rabbi Chanilai Meshachtei Shmaitza. What happened over here to this fellow? Nechemia Bereid Rav Chanilai Meshachtei Shmaitza Nimshach. He got very involved in his learning, okay? He was fatracht.
Right.
He was fatracht in his learning. What happened? Another Chuzchum is, and he went Chuzchum. This reminds her of Yankel Drillman. Of Yankel Drillman, he was always fatracht in learning in Chaim Berlin. He would come in the middle and he's
the Rosh Hashiva, right?
What? Of Yankel Drillman? No, he left. He went in the Vardik. He got a job in the Vardik. Beis Yosef.
Yeah.
So, like the marshal, he would let's say he would daven. He would daven Shemona Esrei in front of the bookcase.
Where's my wife calling? Hello? Maybe she daven by mistake. Go ahead.
Let's say he would daven by the bookcase.
Right.
So he would bow down, Baruch HaTov, he would bow down, and he would see a sefer out when he bows down. He would pull it out. He would pull it out and walk away with it.
He does that. What's his name? The Nogi guy, Rabbi, what's his name? In Young Israel.
Orlean?
No.
Who?
The guy who spaced out.
Carmi.
Yeah, Carmi. I saw he went to do... He went to do psicha and he got distracted. He was like, what are you looking at exactly at Svarim on the way? He's always for travel. He's always looking at
him.
You don't miss him, Rabbi
Carney. Why would I miss him? He's not normal. I heard he's not so. He had a lot of problems, a lot of health problems he had. He goes on the train. He doesn't care about corona. He has antibodies, I heard. He goes on the train to why. He doesn't even, he has no clue what's going on. He's all
Soflagan. Yeah, he's one of those absent-minded
professors. Weiter. The Chemi Breid Rav Chinilai Meshachtei Shmaitze. He was involved in his learning. What happened? V'nofak chutzal tchum. He went outside the tchum, yeah?
Yes.
So he went outside the Tchum, and what happened to this person? Omar Le Rav Chisid Rav Nachman Nechemia Talmid Choshoy Bitzar. So Rav Nachman says, so they said, Rav Nachman says, Omar Le Rav Chisid Rav Nachman Nechemia Talmid Choshoy Bitzar. He went and he forgot himself. He walked outside the Tchaman. Therefore, he's in no man's land. Go find the solution for the Talmud. You hear? The Rebbe?
Isn't that the person who had the problem?
No, Rabbi Chinilai. Nechemia berated Rabbi Chinilai Meshachet Shmai Tevilchus Tchom. So he was the student. Nechemia is the student.
So he went to Rav Nachman.
So he went, so Rav Chisid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the Rebbe. Was the Rebbe of Nachman. Yeah. So you go to the Rebbe. Oh, I think I have a picture. I have a picture of the grave over here. I have a picture here. Fine. So Vaitam. So Nechemia's Amulet. Solution. The solution is make a mechitza that he should be able of Bnei Adam, tell people to go outside and surround him, walk be around him, in order to make to expand the Dal and Amos, and he can walk back inside the Tchum. Asay loy mechitza shal Bnei Adam yikonis, period. Rashi says, incredible chiddush. Rashi says, there is no Rashi. Look at that. There's no Rashi over here. Vaita. So the Gemara here says now, Vaita. Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak achorei d'Rava. Yosef Rav kamei d'Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak d'Rava. Mai kam miboyu lei Rav Chista. What was the Shiloh?
Why is he asking him? He doesn't know himself.
What do you mean? Mai kam miboyu lei Rav Chista. What was the suffix? To ask, I don't understand. Well, what's the problem
you
over here?
A problem with your student, as if he wanted his, he didn't know what to do, and he was speaking to the Rebbe. What you need to take care of your student.
Thoughts,
why
well,
is he doing okay. That? Why did he make a suggestion himself?
Ilema b'demalu gavrei askinon. If the shaila was b'demalu gavrei Rashi, b'demalu gavrei means shahayu lo anashim harbich liyachol lotz eschusot chum kugam she'ervu lasa eslem mechitza mikan makam shu sham adat chum. They'd have many people, Nachmal Rashi. There were so many people, Shechem Lot says, Chus Lutchum, Kugon She'eruvu. They made an Eruv. Last
so it's like. So the people became an Eruv.
They're allowed to go there. And all these people, they all themselves made an Eruv to Chumin. Because how are the other people allowed to go and make a Mechita Shel Anoshim? Go bring 100 people. What? Exactly. So they all made their own Erev. So my and a child is Gamliel oi, or is the halacha oi ain halacha Gamliel Dilma bidu. So what was the shaila then? So in other words, it's not what's the solution? The solution is very good. All these people now, they're going to go make a wall around him. So now what is the halacha? Dear Vassar, if you go and you find yourself in an area of, if you're in the middle of Shabbos, someone puts up a wall around you, now you can walk the entire area. So once the area takes you back inside the Tchum, so you can go into the Tchum. That's only if you're holding, you can walk the entire area. If you're holding, you only can go Dalet Amos in Dear Vassar, like Rabbi Yoshua, then it's not going to be a solution. The only way this solution is going to work is according to Rabbi Gamliel. So over here, the shaila was very good. Go make for him a mechitza shel anashim. How does that solve the problem? The only way that solves the problem is if you hold like Rabbi Gamliel that says if you erect on Shabbos a dir v'sar around a person who's chus l'tchum, you can walk the entire width and length. Correct?
Yes.
So that's the shaila. If you hold like Rabbi Gamliel, then in a chanami, you can walk the entire width and length of the enclosure. And if the enclosure overlaps with your original tchum, within your tchum, then in a chanam you can walk inside. Oy elachem gamliel. Look at oy dilma. Maybe no, but the loy molu gavri askin. And that's not the case. The case going with there are not enough people to make a real mechit. So what's the shaila? Kimabayle lehalacher b'liyezer, elachem b'liyezer. What do we mean by that? Rashi. Kimabayle lehalacher b'liyezer. The amr masnitzon mi shiyatsu chus l'tchum shtei amos yikones. Over here, the shaila was he didn't walk out of the of his tchum dalid amos.
Only
walked two amos, and the shaila is if you walk out of the tchum two amos, so you still have dalid amos. So really, you really two amos because when you find yourself outside of the tchum, you're given on that moment dalid amos, and your Dalet Amos now overlap with inside, being inside the Tchum. Do we let you go back inside? In other words, like you said yesterday that you will to be outside the Tchum, you have to be outside the Tchum 2004 Amos. Because if you're outside the Tchum 2003.9, you still can go back inside. Is that the question? The Gemara concludes Pshita. It is Pashut. That the question that was posed over here was Bidaloi Malugari Askinu. We're not making a real wall. There are no people to make a real wall. The Isal Gedailach Bidaloi Askinu Mighty Boy Lech. Of course, Bidir Basar. What's the Shaila? Dvarm Shudamad Moid. There's no need to have, no need for a consultation. Dvarm Shudamad Moid. That if you have, you make a deer visar, you're allowed to walk the entire width and length, like Rav Gamliel, and that would allow him to go back inside. What do you mean yikanes? It means la b'deloy mechitza. He was able to come inside without a mechitza. Vaita. Eisrav, dachem rabbi yisrav, rava nafal, doifna, lo yamwe bo, lo yamit bo adam behema vekelim v'lo yiskef es amita lifres al asadin lefisha ein ois noel arai b'tchila b'yamtef. Okay, so what's the shell over here if the wool falls out of a sukkah? If you have a sukkah needs two walls in the mashu. Let's say one of the wool falls down. So you want now to go build the wall on Shabbos. How are you going to build the wall? You're going to put it over there, tell a person to stand there. You, stand there. You're in a sukkah. And the sukkah, you know what it's like? By Rav David Cohen. Rav David Cohen's sukkah, there only used to only be two walls. Okay, back in the day, there were only two walls. You ever go to Rav David Cohen's sukkah in the backyard?
Yeah.
Okay, there are only two walls. The schach is only two walls. So what do they do now that he built their four littles, their four they built there, they put like a metal fence, like little awnings, four little things in those four corners to make like walls. So you, I don't know, whatever, it's lamsha walls. But let's say you only have, so therefore, let's say you go to attack such a sukkah, I only have two walls, and you want to eat in the sukkah, so you tell a person, listen, I want to eat in the sukkah, I'm hungry. Do me a favor, just stand here. Stand here on the corner, and that way you'll be the third wall. It'll be two walls and a mashahu. So stand here, you'll be my fourth wall. So it says here, nafal doifna lo yamid bo adam. You're not allowed to tell the person, do me a favor, stand here. Or behema, you tell the dog, sit doggy, sit. Sit here, you be the fourth wall for me. The kalim, just take outside, take out a table and stand it up. Yeah, you listening?
Yes.
Kalim, or stand in the bed, lifrei sala sadin, and you're not allowed on Yom Tov to stand up a mita, lifrei sala sadin. It's another halacha. You're not allowed, there's a new halacha. Rashi, he said to Rashi, "V'lo yiskayf esamita sheyesh loy besukkah." You have in the sukkah a bed. Don't stand it up. Kineged apiritza. The afagav the loy mechse kibinyan the dumiyot kimischavin lifnei sloy makom lerevach hasukkah. Afilu hach yasir. It does not look like you're building a wall since the bed is already in the sukkah. It just looks like you're trying to make some space. It's in the way, so it's not noticeable that on Shabbos you're trying to do construction. It's still going to be yasir. Why the kasha lahanach the shari la'asas mechitza shel bnei adam shabbos? But didn't we learn one moment ago that you allow the chazal to go tell people to stand in a certain location? We have a stiram. So nachmal esir nachmal rabbi zel rabbi nachmal doif nevlo yam lebal adam behem bekel bal lizu vasamita lifer sol asad nevlo vishenoisim el arai betchila b'shem yam tev einzach lem b'shabbos amar lei. So therefore, how we have a stir? We learn before they let go that you tell a person to stand there. No, here's you can't do it. Excellent. You have a very good kasha. You have a kasha, you have a raya to kasha. I also have a raya. I have another braisa that supports my position. What's my position? It says in the first in the braisa, you're allowed to tell a person to do me the favor to stand still so I can eat and I can drink. The yoshein, the yiskaif, to eat, to drink, and to sleep, and you're permitted the yiskev samita v'yifas lachasadin. You can stand up the mita, and you can spread a sheet upon it. Kidei shleitipol chama alameis on a this for a different halacha. This halacha is not for sukkah. This is halacha with regard kavod hameis, a dead body on Shabbos. You don't want the sun to shine on the dead body and cause the body to decay, to smell. So you tell a person, stand here, block the rays of the sun, or stand up the bed, okay? That's by a sukkah. And number two is, so caution. So if we see, you're allowed to go tell a person to be a machitza. So what is the bottom line? We have a contradiction. Kashna hadadi and for the Gemara like kasha harav liyaz harabon. It's machlekes and machlekes tanaim. There's that one in the Mishnah. Pekaka chaloin. We have over here a window, the shutter of a window, a shutter. This in Kentucky, right? That's what's happening now. There's riots down in Kentucky. Okay, there's riots. So you have to shutter the windows. A pekaka chaloin. Rabbi liyaz oimer. Bizman shekasha v'talui, when it's tied with a rope and it's suspended. You're allowed to go and close, use it, because it's clear as day that it's not, you're not making a new oil. But let's say it's not suspended. Let's say the rope is very, very long and it's resting on the ground. Then you're not allowed to take the piece of wood and put it into the window to close up the window. Rashi says over here, kidei v'imlav ein poikikin boy, the dummy livboine. If the window, even though it's attached with the rope, is resting on the ground, and you take it and you put it into the window, the dummy, it looks like binyan. Shemois, if you're adding al stima sabayis, the afal pi sharaihu, even though it's temporary, shaharei, yachzor v'yiftechene, you're going to open it up again tomorrow. It's not a real binyan, it's a binyan arai. It's mutter, but it's maris ayin. But the chum say it's going to be, but it's permitted no matter what. V'itmar lo. But it says in the Braisa, Omer Rabba, Babar Chon, Aram Yochlan, Ha'kol Moedim She'ina Yisna Oil Arayi B'tchil B'tchil B'yamta, Fein Tzachlan B'Shabbos. Oh, there's a stira. How do you answer this stira? It says you're not allowed to do this. Lo'y Nechleku, where's the Machlaik? Ein Tzachlan B'Vein, Lo'elav Lo'hoisef, it comes to, you come to add. She'relezo Oimer, Ein Moisifin B'yamta, Fein Tzachlan B'Shabbos, Cham say, Moisifin B'Shabbos, Fein Tzachlan B'Shabbos, Fein Tzachlan B'Shabbos, Fein. So that's the this is a very basic practical halacha when it comes to a shlak. A shlak. Do you put a cover on your sukkah? Are you allowed to put a shlak on your sukkah? You're doing an oil. Your mom is making an oil on your sukkah. So the answer is that if the oil is first, it's only an oil arai. The shlak that you put on your sukkah, it's only temporary because you're going to take it off tomorrow when it stops raining. But nevertheless, even though it's only temporary, you're not allowed to make an oil arai on Yom Tif. However, if the shlak already is partially over the sukkah, one tefach, so now when you go and you spread it out over the remainder of the schach, it's called moisif al oil arai. You're coming to add to an oil arai. The moisif to oil arai is permitted. You're not allowed to make an oil arai, but you're allowed to be moisif an oil arai. And that's halach applies to all these different types of things that we do today. You have a baby carriage. You have all these different things. You're not allowed to erect it for the very first time. But if it's already open partially, you're allowed to expand it, provided that it's only arai, it's temporary. And number two, it was at least open the tefach before Shabbos began. We want to welcome into the ulam.
Umbrella.
What? Umbrella, you're opening it. Oh, you're not allowed to, because umbrella, you're making it for the very first time. He's saying, go to an umbrella is an oil arai. Excellent. But the umbrella is already, but it was completely closed. So you're making an umbrella, you're making an umbrella for the very first time. If the umbrella was already open before Shabbos, me ikar hadid, you're allowed to use an umbrella on Shabbos.
I understand if, why today's thing is there's no kosher to Shabbos umbrella.
What? Because where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put it? When you come to the shul, where are you going to put the umbrella? Where are you going to put it? First of all, you need an Erev. You need an Erev. Number two, you can't go leave an open umbrella lying around. People get hurt. People get hurt. In the Sha'arim Mitzuyanim Behalacha, Rabbi Brown, he has a very big discussion about using an umbrella on Shabbos. And even though in a place where there is an Eruv, and let's say in the country, you go into the country where you can just leave the umbrella outside of the shul or outside of your house, plenty of space, leave it outside somewhere. So technically it should be permitted. There was a takana. There was an early takana. I don't know who made the takana. Not to use an umbrella on Shabbos. This is something that people don't know about. there was a takana from the Talmidei Chacham of the previous generations. An umbrella is not a new thing. An umbrella is an old thing. You think it's a modern 21st century invention, an umbrella? It's an old Zachan umbrella. And it was a takana from the Gedolei Harabonim. You should not use an umbrella on Shabbos because too many mechshoilim can come from this. Too many mechshoilim can come from the umbrellas. So they will go use there even in a situation where it seems to be you have an Eruv and you're not going to open it, close it, you're going to keep it open the entire Shabbos. Still, there's a takana not to use an umbrella on Shabbos. You hear?
Yeah, what's the reason? Because you might come to...
I think it's because of the takala, because you're gonna forget, you're going to close it and you're going to open it. You're going to come to close and open it. That's going to be an Isser. You're not going to open it on Shabbos for the first time. So therefore, what do we see over here? So what's the Morris point over here? The point over here is a machlokes when it comes to an oil. So what does Rashi over here say? What's the Morris kasha over here? How is this relevant? The chaloin, okay? Rashi, go back to the Rashi. The Morris is in a kasha. The kasha over here is, how do the Rabbanan allow you to take this shutter? How do the Rabbanan allow you to take this piece of wood and put it on the window? You're coming to create a new oil. You're making a new structure. Oil in this context doesn't just mean the horizontal area, even the vertical. Even the vertical is called Nimoisel. So we have a kasha. How do the Rabbanan allow you to go take this piece of wood that's lying on the floor, even though it's attached with the string, and put it into the window on Shabbos? You're making a new oil arai on Shabbos. The only time the Rabbanan allow you to make an oil is only to be moisif Allah, not to make a new oil. So what's going on over here? The Chum say moisifim Shabbos ain't zachlema biyam devavu. So we have a kasha eloi kasha harabi meir harabi Yehuda. There are two Rabbanans. There's a machlekes when it says here that the Rabbanan allow you to go take the window and put it. You want to make it for the first time. It's not so poshut. There are two Rabbanans. There's the Rabbanan called Rabbi Meir, and there's the Rabbanan called Rabbi Yehuda. And one opinion says that it's mutter, one says that it's also. We are familiar with the one that says that it's also, but there's another Rabbanan that says an oil arai is permitted. The Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Lehman, we are in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, about two-thirds down. We welcome our Rebbe, Harav Hagoyin, the Tzaddik, the master, the model of Midas Tovos, to the Ulam HaBeis Medrash. The Tanya, also lebehema doifin l'sukkah, let's say you make an animal of the doifin l'sukkah, Rabbi Meir Paisel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Meir, so therefore what do we see? We see there a Meir in a Chanami holds at its mutter, Rabbi Meir holds, Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, are you allowed to make an oil arai on Shabbos, on Yom Tif? Are you allowed to take an animal and position the animal in place to be an oil arai for the very first time? So here is machlokes. Rabbi Meir the Kapostel Hossam, Alma La Mechitza, you're a Meir that says that you're not allowed to do this. It's not a Mechitza. Hocha Shari. So he's saying over here, as he said, that over there, where he says that it's not called a Mechitza, Hocha Shari, the Lav Midi Ka'ovit. So let's understand this. Look at Rashi. Rashi, Dibur Hamaskil, higher up, it says, Amir Paisel, Mefaresh B'Mesech Tasukah Shema Tivrach. If you have an animal, and you put the animal in position to be a wall for your sukkah, it's not a kosher wall. Why not? Because the animal has a mind of its own, and the animal will run away. So therefore, you cannot consider this to be a wall, because the animal is going to go away. So it's not a valid wall. Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned the animal is going to go away. Now, therefore, let's translate this into the case of, let's go to the next case, the Lav Midi Kovid, the Kevan, the Loi Misake in the Sukkah, since you're not making the Sukkah kosher, Af Agav the Ovid oil, Shari, it's Motor the Kosavar Oisin oil Arai. You're allowed to make an oil Arai, the Hoyle the Loi Misake in Sukkah, Eina Ella oil Arai Vashari, the Akati Tuva Ikele Mifrach, Allah, the Hokadesh Shayachal Vishta Vyoshin Katani, Alma L'sakna L'suka Asi, Haparchina Allah Peruche Tuva, many other questions, Ad the Mafkinan Lay Mitame until. So we have over here something going on. We have a question over here. I'm a little bit confused over here as to the flow of the Gemara. The Rashi is saying over here, let's clarify what's going on over here. What's going on over here? Maybe we should go back and do this Gemara again very quickly. You want to go back Shlomo again quickly?
Where?
From Ace. Let's go back from Ace. Go back towards the top. We'll go very quick to run to, because I'm missing over here something in the flow, in the shackle of Itaria of the Gemara.
It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines
from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top. I don't know how to count by skipping. It's too complicated for me. I only can count like with my fingers. I don't know how to count when you skip 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. That's like complicated stuff. I only learned from Count Dracula. 1 cookie, 2 cookies, 3 cookies. Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he brings cookies to the shul. That's how I learned how to count. I count cookies. 1 cookie, 2 cookies, 3 cookies. Vaita. Eser of Nachman Rabbi Yitzhak the Rava. Nofal Doifna. He's asking a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha over here is, he's asking a kasha. What's the kasha? The Hagdom to the kasha is, Rav Nachman is matir to make a mechitza on Shabbos. Okay? So the kasha now is on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is that you're allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. You are permitted to tell a person to stay put, an animal, to take the table or utensil, put it there as a wall. He's letting you make a wall on Shabbos. How can you permit the construction of a wall on Shabbos? The wall falls down of the sukkah. It says, Lo yamid ba'adam. So he said to him, very nice. Very good. You have a support that you're not allowed to. I have another bride that you're allowed to wear. It says that you're allowed to make for a sukkah, you can make a wall to eat, drink, and to go to sleep. And you're allowed to turn the bed upside down in order to prevent the rays of the sun from causing the body to smell. So we have a steerer. So therefore, when I say that you're allowed to make a wall on Shabbos, I have a legitimate support. I have a bris that says exactly that supports my opinion. Now the Gemara says, okay, very nice. So you have your opinion, I have my opinion. But the bottom line is there are two bris, and the two brises contradict one another. Kashan Hadadi. So the Gemara says, no kasha. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer, ha, Rabbanon, Enochanami. It's Machlekes Tanoim. Very good, Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanan. Where do we find the machlekes tanoim? If you want to go make an oil array on Shabbos, the chaloin, the pekaka chaloin, the famous barvusta suya, the pekaka chaloin. You have a shutter, you have a window shutter. It's not a coincidence that this is the daf of today, and in Kentucky they're doing justice right now. They're being a pekaka chaloin. All of the stores are in danger of being looted by the BLM people, and they have to go be mekayim the sugya of the pekaka chaloin. It's unbelievable. They called the National Guard. National Guard. What? A police officer killed somebody, a black.
Today?
Yesterday, 2 days ago, the verdict, the chvestish, I don't know. But mamish, the sugi, they called up the National Guard, and all the people went out to be mekayim the sugi, pekaka chaloin. Look at the daf. What controls the news? Is it the news that controls, or is it the daf? When you learn the daf, memela, that has an influence on the welt. Vaita. It's mutter to make an oil aray. Vim lav, if it's not tied with a rope, it's usser. Ain't poikin boy. Vachachomim oimrim. Bein reben kach. Poikin boy. It's mutter. So the rai really come where it's not tied. Where it's not tied. Okay, where it's not tied and suspended, then it's going to be usser according to Eliezer. Why is it usser according to Eliezer? Because it's binyan aray. Binyan aray is usser. But the Chum said it's going to be mutter. So you see, it's a machleik is in the Chum and Rebeliez. If you let it go, take a board and stick it into the window, which is begeder oil arai, because you're going to take it out later on. Oh, so therefore, gevaldik, we have two braisos, which are sois to one each other, and the end is machleik is tanoim, and the machleik is between Rav Nachman that says that it's mutter, and Rav Yitzchok, Eitzer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said to Rava. This two opinions, this Tali, the Machlekes, Tanoim. The Gemara says, not so fast. Don't go tell me that this shaila of making an oil is machlekes tanoim, because it's not machlekes tanoim. Varit ma'allah. Amar rabba b'chonam yachonam ha'kol ma'idim shenoisim oil arayim b'shtrich lebi yom tov. V'yitzachlam Shabbos. No such thing. Everyone agrees oil arayim is osur. Don't go tell me that this machlekes tanoim is machlekes tanoim. Everyone holds that it's going to be osur. The only machlekes over here is lohoisif. Because over here, you're coming to be moisif. So this is shail of hoisaf. Now, why is this hoisafa? Where is the hoisafa over here? Why is it called the hoisafa? Because I guess it means over here because the building is erected. There's a building. There's a shutter. So putting in the board in the window is just called a hoisaf. You're not making a new wall. The wall is already here. The wall already exists. And there's an opening. And putting a piece of wood there is called a hoisafa. But everyone be'emes says to make a brand new wall would be categorically forbidden. So don't go tell me the machlekes of Elizabeth Nacham is the machlekes of you got to make or not. Over here, this is a shuttle of hoisafa. So we're back now to square one. So the Gemara says, okay, we have a stira. You know how we're going to answer the stira? Ela kasha hakrabi meir hakrabi Yehuda. Okay? It's machlekes, another machlekes, the two braises. Are you allowed to make a wall? Are you allowed to make a binyan arai? Is machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya? Also, the meir madoifen, the sukkah, meir poisel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. That's the machlekes. Now, here's where we get complicated. That over here it says you're allowed to make an animal as a wolf or a sukkah, the meir says you're not allowed to make an animal. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Now comes the chiddush. Rabbi Meir the kapasel. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Meir the kapasel hasam. Rabbi Meir says that an animal is invalid because an animal is not going to be a kosher. An animal is going to run away. So an animal is not called a good wall. If an animal is not called a good wall, it's not being machshir the sukkah. So Mamela, you're allowed to use the animal as an oil arai. So the Gemara over here is saying a chiddush, which Rashi, we learned already the Rashi, that says that this answer doesn't make is a very schwach answer. We're going to shlug up the answer, but at least just to hold the thought for the moment, and that is there are different types of oil arai. Here's the answer. It's a lomdisha answer. This is like a Rab Chaim. This is like an Achra. And the Gemara over here, you notice, is mamish packed with lomdis. We're learning so much lomdis lately. Such deep lomdis. There are two types of oil arai. There's an oil arai that accomplishes something in the world of halacha. When an oil arai accomplishes a halachic principle, then it's osur. But when the oil arai does not accomplish anything in the world of halacha, then it's mutter. So if this oil arai, would make it into a kosher sukkah, if the doifin, if the animal would be machshir the sukkah, oh look at that. You've gone now from a sukkah psula to a sukkah kashera. Ah, you've now had a sukkah kashera. So it's significant. Once it's significant that it accomplishes, that it makes it into a kosher sukkah, oh, the oil arai is aser. But when the oil arai does not accomplish anything in the world of halacha, because it's not a kosher sukkah, oh, that oil arai is going to be mutter. That's how we answer the stira. The Gemara says, it's a kosher wolf for a sukkah. Oh, it accomplishes. It makes to a kosher sukkah. It takes on the chashivos. Such a chashivos, that tie of oil arai is going to be asr. Hasam alma machitzi, hacha asr. Vatizbara. This is nonsense. Is this logical? Does this make any sense what you're saying? Eimah, the shamal made behema, enachanami. A behema taka is not going to be good because the behema is going to run away. But when we said that a mayor said you're allowed to go, but an adam you're allowed to make. An adam is good. An adam is not going to run away. He's a kosher wall. So it should be asr. He permits you to make a person, but that makes the sukkah into a kosher sukkah. into kosher sukkah. So everyone agrees. So you see that, and he lets you do it. So therefore, everyone seems to say that you're allowed to make an oil arai. Everyone here is permitting you to make an oil arai on Shabbos, because he's let. Even a mayor agrees that you can't use an animal, but he lets you go and use. He lets you go use a person. Nisu, Rabbi Meir Liba Daman, Iel Liba Daman Rabbi Eliezer Lohaisif Nami Oser. According to Rabbanon, Iel Liba Daman Eliezer Lohaisif Nami Oser. It's also Oser. El Al Liba Rabbanon, Eimu De Rabbanon Lohaisif Lachatil Mi Amor. We have to see the Rashis, but we don't have time now because right now it's Safi Meir. Because we have to do this tomorrow, this part tomorrow. Okay? Good night. Thank you for learning with me.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you.